Have I ever got something pretty cool lined up for you in this episode? And if you're listening to this right now, I thank you so much for being here. I'd like to start by asking you a question. What's in a name? I wonder what that could mean. I mean, it could mean many different things, couldn't it? Well, let me get a little bit more specific. What's in a destiny? What does your name or your date of birth and the numbers correspond to in relation to the meaning of why you're here, what your purpose is, and so much more. I'm talking about numerology. And did you know that by using numerology in your name or the animals in your life's name, you can discover the unique gifts that you and they have come to share? And I'm really excited because in this episode, I have a special guest named Laura Cannell, who is an expert at all of this, where we come together with an unscripted talk and we talk all things numbers, numerology, and she even brings a bit of astronumerology in this as well. And the purpose of this is to share another tool, share another bit of insight and inspiration as you build relationship with animals and find out how you can find out more meaning as to why they're in your life, why you're in theirs, their purpose, your purpose, and so much more by numbers. So come and join me and listen in on something that's pretty remarkable. And I really look forward to spending this time together. Are you ready? Let's do this. Let's go. Hi, everybody. It's Mary Beth Haynes, and I'm the gal who speaks with animals and the host of the Awaken with Animals podcast. Awaken with Animals is a collection of inspiring channelings from the animals themselves and messages of guidance from them, those that we call our friends. They delve into the heart of the mind, body, spirit, and soul. And along with friends, some old, some new, I'll be having impactful conversations with other like-minded people who share a variety of profound experiences that animals and other sentient beings have brought to their lives. Anything from the journey of healing to the celebrations of life, there's an animal who has a story to tell, a lesson to teach us, and a gift to provide to us all. This podcast promises to bring you uplifting inspiration and divine loving guidance. I'll be calling upon the collective animal energy, animal spirit, and the beings of light to match and join our vibration. I will channel messages of love and hope, as well as help you with your own connection to the animals in your life, in nature, and more. We'll explore all of this with our heart's authenticity and our soul's growth in a space of divine wisdom and love, always. So be prepared to be amazed at just how profoundly deep an animal's message can be, why they are here to assist humanity, and to learn just how many blessings they have to share with you. It is my heart's intention that as we awaken with animals, we will activate a deeper and meaningful life. Hi, dear, wonderful, beautiful friends. It's Mary Beth Haynes, also known as the gal who speaks with animals, and I welcome you back to Awaken with Animals, an opportunity to activate a deeper and meaningful life. In this particular episode, I am so full of joy and full of gratitude because I was able to connect with a wonderful soul named Laura Cannell. Laura and I have known each other for many years. I remember meeting her several years back, and I have come to see her for many years because she is a practitioner of reflexology. And I find that the whole aspect of reflexology helps me, helps my body, helps my energetic system to receive exactly what it needs, especially with the work that I do. So for example, when Laura works on the pressure points and all the different meridians on my feet that correspond to all of the places within my body, I find that that internal electrical system that I have calms down. I'm able to ground and anchor and just come to bring all of the systems in my body to a place of peace and to a place that feels of balance. And so for me, this is like part of my energetic self-care. So when we get up in the morning, we might take a shower, we wash our hair, we brush our teeth, we wash our face. That's all part of our daily hygiene. That's all part of what we do to help take care of our bodies. Well, there's another aspect that I need to do in the work that I do with working with energy, working with collective animal energy, spirit, working with people, and also working with myself. And that is the energetic self-care. And I think a lot of times we forget to do that because we're taught more to do our physical self-care. And so as part of my energetic self-care, I am able to use reflexology and to work with Laura in this way to be able to help support the systems within this body that I'm in and to be able to help it come to that place of homeostasis, to get into that place of healing and to be able to help support the energy and the energy bodies to be able to come back into balance. And so I'm really excited to be able to share with you this episode today because Laura and I have come together to talk about numbers. We've come to talk about numerology and how this can impact not only your life, but your animals' lives as well. And when we look at numerology and what it means, it can come down to our purpose of why we're here. It can come down to our destiny, our personalities. And it can tell us so much about why we're together with the animals that we are, why they are in our lives, their personality, their life purpose, their destiny, and so much more. Laura not only does numerology, but she also works with the planets, and she does astronumerology as well. And in this episode, I share with you some of the things that she's done for me and through the numerology, and to be able to share with you exactly how that might sound or look like for you if you ever wanted to look into this more. My intention for this episode is to share with you that there are more tools for you to be able to tap into and to be able to work with the animals in your life with. And by finding out more about yourself from your own personal numbers, and these numbers come from the letters in your name, the date and time you were born, and so much more, this can also pertain to the animals in your lives as well by the letters in their names corresponding to certain numbers, and also by using numerology to either the date they were born or the gotcha date that you and them came together. And I just am really excited to share this episode with you and really hope that it can bring you some inspired education into knowing that there's opportunities to activate an even more deeper and meaningful life with the animals, to be able to share in this aspect of numerology, astronumerology, and how it can support you and them together. So I am pleased and really happy to share with you this time together with Laura Canal of milesofsmiles.ca. So we're here, we're talking together, and Laura, I've been really looking forward to this time because, going back when I first reached out to ask you if you'd be interested in this, I think it was about a month ago and or so, and I remember the whole part of the Awaken with Animals podcast was to have channelings and the animal collective energy to come through and different things that were coming through. But the other part that was coming through was to have other people on here to be able to share some wonderful things and to be able to share their knowledge and, help us awaken with animals even further. And I found that it wasn't happening. Like, the podcast was going for it's a year and a half now. And, that part, I think it had to progress and get to the point. And then all of a sudden you popped into my head with numerology and then astronumerology. And I'm like, okay, what am I to do with this? What's going on here? And then it's kind of like they're connecting the dots for me, right? Because sometimes I'm like, I don't know what this means. And then they start connecting the dots for me. And I'm like, oh, I get it now. So I'm really happy to be here to talk to you with this. And I wanted to just share that I met you. I'm trying to remember. We met in Niagara Falls, and I think it was at the All About You days. Remember the All About You days? And that was many years ago. Mm-hmm. Do you know how many years ago that was?
So I want to say it was 2014 or 2015.
That sounds about right. And then I learned that you were a reflexologist, and mm-hmm. then I've been coming to see you for reflexology ever since.
Yeah. I want to say it was 2014. Yes. Now I got it. You know, it's so funny because then, you know, I truly believe that we have everything in our minds, but sometimes we have to put it in that little library and bring it back. Okay. So when we did it in 2014, I remember the position of where we were in the hall, and then 2015, where we were. So I met you in 2014, and then 2015, I was doing something different. I wasn't doing any sessions or anything, but I was handing out coupons and stuff. And I think that I met you in 2014. I don't know if you came to me right away, but 2015 you did for sure.
Okay. Yeah.
What's your name? Oh, who are you with?
Stacy.
That's right.
Yeah. So a mutual friend. Yeah. And she introduced me to you, and then I learned that that's what you did. And yeah. Well, the rest is history, because here we are in 2022.
That's another healing part of that you can do with animals too, right? Reflexology and Reiki you can do on animals.
Yeah. And I find that they respond really well to it. Sometimes with the, and maybe just a quick question, because I know we're here to talk about astronumerology, but with the reflexology with the animals, right?
Yeah.
Some animals don't like their paws touched, right? So how would you do that?
So like you do it gently with it. And if they don't like it, then I would do just energy healing. And if they don't like that, then there's no forcing an animal to do it. Mm-hmm. Channel energy healing as well. Like I always, with my dog, I always just rubbed her paws, even as, I don't even know, this is even before I got her in 2006, even before I did reflexology since 2002. So when I got her, I would always rub her paws. So it's kind of like that sensitivity for any of the animals right off the bat. Humans have it too. Mm-hmm. And my son was very sensitive to touch. He didn't like me touching him, you know, head or different things. So I think it was something I automatically did with her. Just she'd be laying on me and I'd be just rubbing her paws to get used to rubbing their paws or rubbing areas of them.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, they don't really like the paws, the poor boy.
Yeah.
But desensitizing them is important. Mm-hmm. But for the Reiki, when I was going for my master's in 2014, I just remember crossing my legs and sitting on the floor in the living room and just kind of like I was going through the different motions of it. And I had my hands like this and my legs crossed. And my dog was a lab husky, and she used to go face up to me on her back between my legs.
Aww.
For the Reiki.
Yeah.
She lay there for 40 minutes while I did Reiki on her.
So beautiful.
Funny. It was like, I've never seen that. I've seen little dogs do it, not big dogs, on their back for so long. Oh, yeah. She was like, lay there. She loved it.
Yeah, they do. They're so open to energy, and it's truly beautiful. Yeah.
And then the numerology end of it, or astrology end of it. So she was Pisces in astrology. I didn't really do her chart. We adopted her at 7 months, so I didn't know her time of birth. Right. But her life path number and her day of birth. Her day of birth was a 27, which my life path number was a 27. So it'd be interesting to know if you get a pet, if you know their birthday. You know, sometimes it's easy enough to know that, but other times it's not. But if you know their birthday, then it's get their day of birth, right? Which is the number of the day itself. So she was the 27th of February. And then for the life path or life purpose, you add their year together and their month together and their day together. So for her, she was February. So that's a 2. Plus the 27, you can put it down to the 9. 2 plus 7 is 9, or you can just do 2 plus 2 plus 7. And then for her, it was 2006. So it's 2 plus 0 plus 0 plus 6, which is 8. So 8 plus 9 plus 2. So that's 19, 10, 1, right? So 8 plus 9 is 17 plus 2 is 19. So she was a 1. And it's just, which means that she was direct and she loved to just be innovative. And so it's, you know, you can incorporate that numerology with all of them. So if you look at it, she had the 1 plus she had the 9. So she had a range. When you have 1 and 9 in your numerology code, even a person or an event or a business, they can definitely incorporate all the other numbers within it because you have the range of 1 to 9.
That is so cool. That is so cool. So when we're talking about the numbers, like, you know how you were adding them up?
Yep.
So, yeah. So
mental math. So I've been doing it for years.
And you're really good at it. To me, I'd be like, okay, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, I'd be counting on my fingers and doing all this kind of stuff to try and get there. So you had, like, you came to the number 19, right? So you added up each number of the dates and then you came to 19. So then you added 1 plus 9, which equals 10. And then you added for the 19, 1 plus 9 equals 10. And then you added 1 plus 0 to come to the single digit of 1, right? So, the end result is always a single digit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember when I took numerology with you,
mm-hmm.
you taught our life path number, you taught our destiny number, there was a bunch of different things, and even like your personal year cycles and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And for everybody that's listening here, if you're not kind of familiar with what we're talking about, it could be kind of maybe sounding a little confusing. So what if we were to kind of break it down? So if we were looking at numerology, can you explain, and I know you do astronumerology, so maybe we'll look at the numerology aspect of it and then bring how the astronumerology enhances that. But if you were to explain to somebody who didn't quite understand how numerology with their pet is all about, how would you explain that?
Okay, so numerology fully on every scale is all about, it's a celestial modality that deals with numbers itself, right? So for the purposes of knowing what's happening in your life, your life path number, life purpose number is another word for that. So when we get to numerology, numbers are a part of our life. We see that. We see that in codes and equations and credit card numbers, phone numbers, and all that for the human. But for the animals, it would be based on their day of birth. So as long as you know their date of birth, then you can do, you can look at aspects of them. And the one thing that I want to just point out to you before I even go a little further with this, when I said, you know, for my pet, when I had my pet, my life purpose number is a 27. Her day of birth was 27. Her life purpose number was a 1, because that's the root numbers. 1 to 9 is the root numbers. My day of birth is a 1.
Ah.
Funny, we adopted her at 7 months. So it's funny because it seems like she needed to be in our lives for whatever purpose, but to bring me back to an emotional part of me, like recognizing within me this emotional component. So whatever pet you have, it could have to do with that. So go back and get their numbers and even their name. So even if you could get their name at birth, or you name the animal, the pet, right? So you could do their name and do that with the destiny number. So there's different aspects. And the most important in the modality of astrology, numerology that I do is their day of birth, their life purpose number, and their destiny number, knowing how this all unfolds.
And what does the life purpose number provide? So for somebody to know what their pet's life purpose number, what does that share about their pet for them?
It actually gives them aspects of how they're going to be and what they're going to do for you. For instance, so let's talk about my pet and 27, 9. 9 is very humanitarian, meaning she absolutely loved humans. She loved humanity. So the number 9 is a humanitarian number. This dog would sit on my sidewalk and she would watch everybody go by, and she's like loved everybody and she thought everybody loved her. It was so funny because she was so open and loving and caring and nurturing. So the number 9 encompasses all the other numbers within the scale from 1 to 9. So it's very important for her to be connected with others, whether it's animals or cats or dogs or skunks or what, whatever animal came into our, oh yeah, what's that? You like me? Yeah, let's spray in the face because I'm a skunk and I'm scared to death of you.
Right, yeah. Right. And so the life path number tells us then, if I understand correctly, kind of who they are, what they're, you know, what they're here and what they're here to share, but is it also what they're here to learn? Is that part of it or?
I would say what they're here to learn would more come from like, say the day of birth or the life path.
Okay.
Like they are in that. Yeah.
And then what about the destiny number? So the destiny number, if I remember, I have to see if I'm a good student of yours. If I remember, the destiny number came from the name, right? So taking the numbers from each letter of the name and then finding out, adding those up, coming to a single number, finding out what that destiny number was. And then that destiny number shared more about one's traits and one's gifts. Is that correct? Did I remember that correctly?
Yeah.
Yay. Oh, very good.
Very good. Oh, my dog was psychic. Destiny number. I don't know if you can see that.
Yeah, for sure. So we see Reina. For those that are listening on the podcast, Reina is R-E-I-N-A.
Yeah.
And so the numbers, can you hold that back up just one more second? So the numbers that Laura is showing right now is you take R-E-I-N-A, each letter corresponds to a specific number for numerology. So R is 9, E is 5, I is 9, N is 5, A is 1. So when you add up 9 plus 5 plus 9 plus 5 plus 1, you get 29. When you add the 29 together, 2 + 9, you get 11. And when you add 11, 1 + 1 together, you get the single number of 2. Okay.
Exactly. And it's funny because the number 29, so in the I'm trying to think of how you would say that. So there's different disciplines in numerology. Same with astrology. There's different disciplines. There's Western astrology. There's esoteric astrology. There's Vedic astrology, sidereal. So there's all different, same with numerology. And in the one that I do, I look at the most important numbers as being the day of birth, the life path or life purpose number, and the destiny number. And the number 29, the double digits. So a lot of the different numerology don't look at the double digits itself. They look at just the root numbers. But for interpretation purposes, the double digits really give a lot more, understanding or of the word of the numbers as well. So 29 comes with a lot of tests and trials. Okay. And so it's funny because as far as her life went, she was not bad, but at the end, she had a lot of tests and trials in her life. And then adding 2 + 9 to the 11, it just means that she already knew, kind of like, in a person, this is be your clairvoyance, your psychic connection, that portal of energy, downloading information, channeling information. So for her, she already knew what we needed.
Okay, right.
So it's funny because, you know, I'd come home from work or wherever I was, and if somebody was in the house, they would tell me what she did, but she would stand at the door prior to me even driving in the driveway. Funny. And I never got her destiny number, but very, the number 2 is the female number. So very nurturing, very loving. Although she never had her own puppies, any puppy on the street would be hers. So my neighbor got a German Shepherd dog. It was a really cute puppy that she let bite her and crawl over her. I've got pictures of Thor and Raina at the front, in the front. And but when he got bigger, he thought he could do the same thing.
Oh,
scared her and she ran in the house. It was very nurturing and loving. So yeah. So that gets all told in the numbers as well.
Right.
It's interesting. Like, so I'm basing this on pets itself. And if you know your pet's birthday or the name that you gave the pet, then that would be a good way of going about learning a little bit more about your pet. Or if you're adopting a pet, maybe looking at this prior to that and seeing if it resonates. If you're kind of questioning whether this pet resonates with you or not, then I would go through that as well.
Getting the numbers done so that you can learn more about all of this. Okay. Got it. Did I interrupt you?
No.
Oh, okay. What happens if we don't know the pet's birth date because of, you know, adopting, you know, finding each other and them adopting us, I like to say, maybe they were in a shelter or a rescue organization or things like that, and they don't know their date of birth. Can it be used with kind of like that gotcha date, the date that you guys connected together and became part of the family?
Yep.
Okay.
It would be kind of like what I would talk about in events, right? Right. So no matter what there is on this earth, we have, you know, the humans, we have pets, but we also have events that happened and the date of that event.
Right. Yeah.
Or, you know, even businesses, when business is open, it's still that date of that event. So yes, I would go with that. Yep.
Okay. And then what happens if you don't know what time of day they were born?
Are you talking about numerology?
Yeah, because I remember you just at the beginning you had said the date of birth, the time of birth, you know, to kind of do the full chart.
So for astrology, it does matter.
Okay.
If you know the time of day that they were born. If you didn't, then you don't miss, right? Because there's 24 hours in a day. So I'd go at noon.
Got it.
That. Yeah.
Okay.
For the intensive purposes of what we need to know for a pet, it would be the outer planets rather than the inner planets anyways, and they don't move very fast. So for a pet, yes, where the position of their Mercury would be telling you whether this pet's going to be noisy.
Right.
But other than that, no. The outer planets are just going to give you a good little snapshot of what
you're
going to be like intense stares or that sort of thing would be with the Pluto in it. So,
right. Sorry to interrupt you again.
It's the way the podcast stuff goes.
Yeah.
So interesting when we look at, any aspect, anything that's happening in our life. So I'm saying it broadly with events or pets or, you know, businesses, but with pets, definitely you can, there's always interchangeable stuff that you can do. And yeah, I'm glad that you picked up on that, that the day of that you adopted that.
Perfect.
So that works too. Absolutely.
Awesome. And so before we get into kind of the astral numerology part of it, I just wanted to share, I pulled out my sheet here that you had done for me. So I thought I would read this because this could give those that are watching this or the people that are listening to this on the podcast a little more of an information on how this could work for their pet or for themselves, right? This particular one that you did for me, you did on April 28th, 2020. And it was in one of the classes that I was in with you. And when you were teaching. And so this here was done for me, the human, but this could easily be done for an animal. So I just kind of want to share how bang on this was or is, right? So you took my birthday, right? And the day was the 20th because my birthday is October 20th. So you took 20 and then you did 2 + 0, which equals 2. And then you said moment to moment, day to day. You said that I work well with groups and can harmonize energy, learn lessons, powerful awakening during my life. Oh my God, that is so freaking true. You said I'm a peacemaker, diplomat, cooperative, gentle, empathic, sensitive, psychic, empath, highly developed, intuitive. You then moved to my life purpose, which my number was 21. And when you add 2 + 1 = 3, what are the reasons I am here? I am here to find the truth. And do you want to know how much I've always said throughout my life, I just want the truth. If I could just know the truth shall set you free. The truth shall set you free. You said, you are here to set everyone free for what is not real. You are highly creative, versatile, and well-rounded. You are here to express yourself and can do so through any modality, career, form, or material, such as teaching, acting, singing, or writing. My lessons, overcoming the fear of expressing what is in my heart. Man, does that ever ring true? Fear of being judged. Man, does that ever ring true? Fear of disappointing others and self-doubt. Like, it's just like how, you know, my human brain goes, how did you find all this out? And it's so cool because the numbers told you, right?
Yeah, exactly. So that's very much based on the double digit of the number. So just to let you know.
Okay.
like, if I had just looked at the root number, and that's what one thing when I did that one class at the spiritual spa in the beginning of 2020, before we shut down our brick and mortar business, is the one thing that I was trying to, you know, express to everyone that had already went into, you know, doing different things, dabbling in numerology, they like to break down. No, add up the whole thing as is and then break it down, because you need that double digit number. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known that big piece. So the number 20 in old ancient numerology, or the ancients that started this, was the awakener. So the 20 is an awakener. 21 is the truth shall set you free. We're in the 21st century. So if you look at the 21, it is, you know, the 20th century was very much about the awakening. The 21st is all about the truth shall set you
free. The truth, yeah.
Both in you. You are the awakener that the truth shall set you free.
That's awesome.
So as soon as you learn those truths, then you share those truths with others so that they can be awakened as well.
I love this. Okay. You shared here. Yeah. Thank you. You shared here, address self-doubt. And once you do overcome it, you will develop sound confidence and be grateful and generous to all of life and to everyone you meet. And then the last one you shared with me on this was my destiny number. And this is how I communicate my life's work, how it's aligned with my career, you said. So it was 83, and then 8 + 3 = 11. And then 11, 1 + 1 = 2. So with this, then, are you coming from the aspect of 83 and 11 and 2?
Yes.
Okay.
83, this is funny. Actually, I don't know if I did do the 83 in yours, but the 8 and the 3, the 8 is somebody that aligns with energy, infinite energy. So I don't know if I did do the 83.
Okay.
Because for a while, when did I do that again?
April 28th, 2020.
Probably not. Okay. So I went to do significantly from 50 on after that, right? So I did the double digits up to 50 prior to 52 prior to that. And then my interpretation of the 83 would be, this is funny because the 8 is that infinite energy and it's all about money. So anytime I look at number 8 is a leader, and it's also would be a business owner.
Or, oh, how interesting.
Your best bet in your life with business owner, because listening to other people is not a forte for number 8. And you don't have a number 8 anywhere else in your code. So that would be telling you as far as your, because destiny number can be how you are, what you're doing in your life, or how you're, but it's also can be as a human, your career choice.
Okay.
So the business owner, and then the 3 would all about be creations of your own creation. So things that would come to you, things that you would intuit, things that would they're just create. But on top of that, the number 3 is very charismatic. So people are very drawn to your business, but it would be unique, of course.
Right. I'm so grateful for all of that.
Yeah, so the 11, I think I started at the 11 for that one, right?
You said you are a channel making the unseen visible. Yeah. What you bring into conscious awareness allows you and everyone else you connect with to feel strong and confident. You are a gifted channel, enlightened leader, and peacemaker that creates balance and harmony. This part here, navigating two worlds at once, the seen and unseen. And that's what I felt like I've been going through all my life, right? Like, it's just kind of like I have one foot in one and one foot in the other, and the spiritual and the practical, and combining the value and the beauty of both, being open and receptive to your intuitive gifts and natural healing ability and empathic nature inspires others through your loving kindness. And so this to me is such a gift. To be able to receive this just based on the numbers that come from my birth date, my name, you know, all of those things that you needed, you were able to share with me a blueprint that gave me a better understanding of all of the things that I've been so confused about ever since I was a little girl, right? And it helped to clarify things for me. And so I wanted to share this because although this is, like I said, this is you did this for me, a human, this is something that you can do for humans. So if anybody's listening to this, right, that would like to have more clarity and insight on this, but also for the animals in our lives and to learn more about their purpose and why they're here. And during my communication sessions with animals, a lot of times they will bring through their purpose. They will bring through why they're here. They will bring through the lessons they're here to learn, because a lot of times it's like my higher self getting on the phone with their higher self. And it's kind of like that deep soul aspect talk, right? This brings so much clarity for that. Through all that. So I just wanted to share just so that everybody can kind of hear more about what this could sound like or kind of give insight for. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
Yeah. And I do, that's the one thing with the numerology readings, with the numerology that I do for people, that's the one part of it that I do. So a lot of times you're going to a reading and then the person's just talking to you and telling you everything that's happening. But I also write it down.
Right.
Share this message because, I go into it. I need to do my research anyways. I need to know what is what for this person. So in that, I just put it down on paper and then they get a printout. A lot of people don't do that.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know if, I know in astrology they do, but as for like a 30-minute reading or a 60-minute reading, a lot of people don't give you the blueprint of what they did. And it's so easy nowadays with the computers, just like cut and paste and put whatever, and here you go.
Right. And it's so helpful. It's so helpful to have, because you did this in 2020. We're 2022 now. I was able to kind of relook at it again, and I'm even getting more insight than I did then. So it kind of helps to share, because as things evolve, right, as we move forward in life, as the journey continues, there's new lessons, there's new learnings, there's new things that happen. And it's so cool to kind of go over it again. And it just, it makes more sense now than it did then. And it made a lot of sense then. So yeah. So that's cool. So I'm wondering with regards to, so if people don't know their pet's date of birth, they can use kind of the gotcha date, right? The date that they came together. If they weren't sure about kind of all of that, And they had to guess kind of thing. So maybe they never wrote it down, but they knew it was kind of like, it was maybe like July of 2018 or something like that. There could still be a lot that could be got, right? So like you could, even their destiny number, right? Like taking the letters of the animal's name and getting insight that way.
Right.
Yeah.
The name. So you could get the destiny. Like, where did you get the name from? It's in your head. So yeah, you can do the destiny. No problem.
And what would happen if say they, a cat adopted them and the cat's name came with the name Ziggy, and maybe they felt this isn't a Ziggy. This is a Calliope. I don't know. Let's say that it's Calliope. And so they changed, the name was changed to Calliope. Would you then work with Calliope because that's how the connection between them are? Or would you also work with the original name of Ziggy?
So there's so many aspects that I do with the numerology that I would work with Ziggy on one level. And that's the level of how that it's kind of like when we're born and we have a name. So that's your birth name, right? So Ziggy yeah. was that pet's birth name. But then the current name, you know, you get married or whatever. And I got married and it's Laura Canal. So that'd be my current name. So I would look at that on a different level and how that's unfolding in my life. So there'd be, okay, so there's different alphabets that you would use. So for that birth name, I use the Pythagorean alphabet. But for the fortunate name, so sometimes we change a name and we want to know if that name is fortunate. Because you're giving that a new name to this pet. So let's see if it's fortunate and if that pet's going to have a good fortune with that. What does that mean? Good health throughout their life or just a longevity of their life. So then I would use the Chaldean alphabet. And if you Googled this, Pythagorean alphabet or Chaldean alphabet, you would get two different number schemes from that.
Okay. Yeah.
So the Pythagorean goes on 9 numbers and the Chaldean goes on the level of 8 numbers.
Okay.
Let me see if I can bring it up on my phone and show you. This would be. Hopefully we can see this. Is there a glare? Okay, so this is the Pythagorean, and I know it's backwards, it's like mirror, alphabet.
Yeah.
So it's from 1 to 9, and it has all the letters in it, giving it a numeral value.
And as you look up the other one, I'll just tell the people that are listening on the podcast. So what it was the numbers 1 to 9 across the top. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And then each letter of the alphabet that corresponded to that number was listed underneath. And that was the Pythagorean one. And you can Google that. How do you spell Pythagorean?
P-Y... T H O R. Oh my gosh.
I can look it up too.
It's funny. I know how to spell it.
Here we go. It's P Y T H A G O R E A N. And so they would look up Pythagorean numerology?
Pythagorean alphabet. Pythagorean numerology. Yeah, any of the... it's not showing me... Let's see. Images. I've never actually looked up the numerology on... Ah, that's why I spelled it wrong. I put O-N instead of... Oh, there we go. So then the difference is, okay, there we go. It's just that one less number. It is funny because then they have to, and this one's like a mixed. Oops. There we go. So it's 1 to 8. I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
This is 1 to 8. So that means that everything that was in the category of 9 has to be redistributed across the board. So generally what was in the 9 is the one in the R, sorry, the I and the R. Yeah. So the I gets the value of 1 instead of 9, and the R gets the value of 2 instead of 9. So that makes a big difference.
And that was the Chaldean one?
That was the Chaldean. How do you spell Chaldean?
Yeah.
Are we getting it wrong? It's so funny. I think it's CH. Okay, C-H-A-L-D-E-A-N.
Got it. Perfect. And so for the ones that were, the ones that are listening to this on the podcast, again, instead of having like the Pythagorean one, it was 1 to 9 along the top. We're having 1 to 8 along the top, and then the number, the letters corresponding. So again, you can look it up on the internet and take a look and see what we're seeing. It's quite interesting.
Isn't it interesting? And then, so for that, you would look at, you would use it more for opening up fortunate or abundant, abundant things, whether it's in your life or even for your pet. I would say for that, it would be for the longevity of their life or how good this match will be with you.
Got it.
Components, if you understand.
Yeah.
It's interesting. So prior to adoption, it's a good thing to understand. So on this day, okay, so there, here's one. So this is a tactic that I use for businesses, but you can use it also for adopting a pet too. So if you don't know their birth date and you're choosing the best day to get that pet, you could use the numerology of it as well. And I could teach you how to use what is the best day. So for business owners and opening up their business or choosing a good day that resonates with them as their code, then I would go through the different dates and make sure that it resonates.
Right. And you know, where I used to work when I was in the corporate world, we had a client that came on and she was all ready to come on board, but the day was not in alignment with her to do so. And she said that she had asked for a specific date for her to sign the contract. And so she made sure that it was that date because of this. If she would have signed it on that date that she was saying, yep, I'm on board, it wasn't in alignment. And she was doing this too. So yeah, it was really interesting because it was for, she was coming on board for a service that would support her business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've done some people don't want to listen.
Right.
And I have done some and they end up picking the business name or the date or whatever, and it's not what I tell them, and then something happens.
Right. But like
what I teach now with the moon void, of course, within the astrology piece of it, and if you're doing stuff on those days, it doesn't necessarily prove to be the most abundant of days for you.
Right.
So there are, and sometimes those people, there's people out there that want to know and ahead of time, and then they come to me and they ask me and yeah.
Yeah. It's there's so much, there's so much with the numbers and with the system and with, you know, when we're born, whether we're an animal, a human, what have you, when we come into this earth, the numbers, there's a meaning why. Like I wasn't just born on October 20th, 1971, just because, right? There's so much, there's a purpose, there's a reason behind all of that. And the animals that come into our lives, whether we connect in with them shortly after their birth, or whether we connect with them later on in life, you know, they adopt us, we connect in that way. I mean, Nemo came to us when he was 3.5. So he had 3.5 years, you know, where we weren't together. He was with some others, and that was part of his purpose and is part of his purpose. And just learning more about I do have his birthday, and I do have his, and then by the numbers in his letters of his name, to be able to get his life path path and his destiny information. It's really cool to do that. So I just find that this is such an amazing tool for those of us that are interested in learning more about our animals and the gifts and the reasons and all of that for coming through. And even if some of us have had animals in our lives that we're having a hard time with, right? We love them. We want to help them, but there's something that they're going through. It could be something that we're going through that they're mirroring. There's so many things, right? And we could be having some challenges and we really want to do our best for them. And I really see that kind of getting more insight into all of this through numerology could be of help. Is that anything you want to add to that?
No, that pretty much wraps that up. That it depends on what you want. Like giving, you know, just knowing their characteristics or even knowing an abundant time to adopt or to get that. But there was one thing on the numerology, but the astrology, you were born in 1971, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So each year, and you were saying, what if I adopted a pet in 2018 or whatever? So the years mean something too. So if you add up every year, it's a universal year, right? So right now, 2022, all these twos would resonate to this beautiful, nurturing, loving, caring, even love, because you add it all up to six, and that love, that healing that comes through each year has a purpose. So anybody born in the year I'm born in, 1964, is an awakener. So it adds up to 20.
Right. So there's
ways of using the numerology. And I thought that was, and yours is 18-9. So there's definitely a humanitarian vibe too. And that's where you get that humanitarian vibe for your.
Right.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's so much fun. But yeah, mm-hmm. You can even do an astrology chart for your pet, as long as you know the day of birth. Or you could base it on the same thing as you said, that the date that you adopted that. There's definitely looking at the date that you adopted that pet and your own chart and how that resonates. So you would do it as a transit chart onto your own chart to see how things are aligning up for you.
That's so amazing.
I do a lot of different modalities. So, and I do it for a unique purpose, right? Whatever you need in your life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So with these modalities, so let's say somebody wants to contact you and they want to know, why don't I form it in this type of question? What are some reasons why somebody could contact you to get a reading done for themselves and their animals? Like, so for example, obviously to learn more about their purpose, their, you know, all that kind of stuff. But what are some of the, we talked about, you know, wanting to adopt an animal and things like that, learning more about the animal and the, I can't remember the word that you used. Abundant, I think you said, like the most abundant time.
And also seeing if that pet resonates with you as well. So it could be a calculation of abundance, but knowing if that pet resonates, if you're, because I think I said this in the beginning, if you're kind of wavering over it and you're not sure whether this is the right time or whether this pet resonates with your family, with yourself, with whatever, then you can do calculations to see if this is the right time for you as well with the numerology.
Right.
It's just different ways of adding up the numbers to know whether or not this is the right time.
Right, right. And then you could probably even take that further, which just kind of popped into my head, because I remember also taking with you like kind of like the cycles and things like that. So if you're planning on doing something in particular with your animal, you can kind of look at the date that you're planning on doing it, or kind of like the year cycles, the month cycles and things like that. Can you share a little bit more on that, if what I've said made sense?
So on top of knowing your soul's code, your characteristics, and knowing fortunately whether or not this, you know, is working, that it resonates with your numbers on that level, you can go one step further, as Mary Beth said, and go to the cycles. Now, in numerology, and how I do it is 9-year cycles. Universally, we have 9-year cycles. And right now on Earth, universally, we're in a year 6. Personally, it's different. So how you would do that for Mary Beth, she was born on October 20th. And because she's got zeros in her name, she's divinely guided. But the 1 + 0 + 2 + 0, and because she hasn't had her birthday this year, we would go from last year's code. It wouldn't be, so it's from year to year, whether it's your animal, whether it's your yourself, you would go from the birth date, or what we described before as the adoption date, and then go from there. So for Mary Beth, it would be October 20th. So we're already at 3. So 1 + 0 + 2 + 0 = 3. And then last year's code would be 2021, which kind of gives you your codes and your, yeah, that's pretty funny. So it's 5. So it'd be 2 + 0 + 2 + 1 adds up to 5. Or you could just do all the numbers out and add 1 + 0 + 2 + 0 + 2 + 0 + 2 + 1, and all of this adds up to 8. Yes, 8. Back in the day, I was born in 1964, so mental math was something that we needed to learn. I think you probably had to do mental math too, right?
I did, but I still counted on my fingers. It just didn't work. Mental math did not work for me. So okay. I do on my fingers, or I see it in my head and I still count that way. But I guess that's a form of mental math when I see it in my head, but okay. I just don't go 8 + 7, boom. I have to like count. I have to count the dots.
So up until I started doing the numerology, like, you know, and doing podcasts on it and talking, and I've talked to different people. Actually, I did one with Liz Thropp a few years back, and on Giant FM, and apparently that video is still up because somebody called me and said, "Seen your video with Liz Thropp."
Love it, love it.
Like, oh, I think I did that like 3 or 4 years ago. Okay, so and that's when I started really having to be forced, if you will, to do the mental math. Mm-hmm. Left brain, right brain thinking at the same time, right? Because I'm talking to you and I'm doing the math, but then intuitively and the meanings of all the numbers and what comes through, it's a challenge at times. But, you know, the easier numbers, like the single digit numbers, are easy. So right now, Mary Beth is in personal year 8. And what does that mean? It means that this would be a year they say is connected to money, the number 8. So, but the one thing you have to do in an 8 personal year is discern whether you need that, because a lot of people, you know, get this idea in their head, or maybe they've heard it's a money year for them, and all of a sudden they think they got money coming in. No, that doesn't mean what it's. It means mm-hmm. that you really need to connect with that money. You really need to be able to discern whether you need the things that you need, and if that spending is important for you. On one level, you take the number 8, which is 2 circles, or put it to the side, and you have that heart center, like the center of the infinity sign when it's at the side, is stretching that energy infinitely, and it just never stops because you don't have to take your finger off of that or your pen off of that. It just keeps going. The energy
keeps flowing. Yeah.
So it's infinite energy. And it's all about allowing the abundance to come through. So any work that's being done in this year for you would reap rewards, hence the money, rewards in whatever way you look at money. So money is energy, energy is money. So you can expand on money, you can expand on energy, but it's the way you focus on it that really comes through for your 8. So then on top of that, you can add your personal month numbers. Now, I could go all the way from last October to now, but we're going to just do June because today is June. Yes, June 28th. Let's do June and July for you. So June is the 6th month of the year, right? So the number 6 would be added to your number 8. So 8 plus 6 is 14. 14-5. So 14 is the messenger. This is all about talking. This is all about sharing more messages through divine, but it's really expansion of your business too, because the number 5 is a business number or a sales number or that sort of thing. But like 5, ooh, it's the middle of the nine years. So it's directly in the middle. So it's all about, it's very fast acting. So how did you find June? Did you find it very risk oriented or fast or a lot of freedom?
I don't remember June. I know we're still in June, but I don't remember it. Like, it's just like, there's just so much happening. But if you ask me what it was, I can't tell you because I don't, it's just.
That's what the 5 is. It's all about, it's pivoting, whether you know it or not, you're doing a lot of things and you're pivoting yourself because the 5 is on a rocker and you're getting yourself in place to understand what's the next. So July will be a little slower for you. July resonates to the number 15. So how did I get that? So she's in an 8 year plus July is a 7th month. So 7 plus 8 is 15. I love the number 15. I will be doing the spiritual Halo Awards, spiritual
essence. Oh, very nice.
I'm one of the talkers or the talkers. I'm one of the speakers. Those are the talkers. I'm good at talking, really. So I'm one of the speakers there. And my subject matter is spiritual alchemy. The number 15 is spiritual alchemy. So alchemizing your energy and in so many ways, when you add up the 1 plus the 5, I love it because my daughter was born on the 15th of February. And when I found this out about the number 15, it's so funny. Go into a situation and say, maybe you feel a little uncomfortable in the situation. Maybe you don't feel like this is a good situation. And all of a sudden you can switch things around. The energy swirls in that situation and you alchemize it. And it actually works out to your advantage. And that's what that alchemizing is all about. But if you add up the 1 plus the 5, it's the number 6. The number 6 is what universal year we're in right now, 2022. If you look at the number 6, draw it out. Draw out the number 6. It looks like a pregnant mother.
It does.
Yes. If you look at the number 6, I should have brought my cards.
There's the belly, right? Like the pregnant.
There we go.
Does that make sense? That's how I draw 6. So.
Yep. That's exactly how, so that's a like a pregnant mother. It's like the big belly. So in consciousness of the universe right now, we are in that 6 for universals. So looking at the world, and it's life, death, rebirth. It's all about a transformation. If you look at a birth, any birth of a pet, of a human, it's very challenging, but very rewarding in the end. So the month of July for you is going to be, could be some challenges. It also resonates, the number six resonates to love, unconditional love for yourself, love that you can emanate for others, and healing. Because all of this goes with the number six, all of this goes with the birthing process. There's so many emotions that go towards it. And if we look at where we came from and where we're going in 2022, we can see that there's an unfolding of nuances, right? So for you, for July, it's going to be a very loving, healing, transformative time for you.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, that feels so nice.
Yeah. So there's so many things that we can look at with numbers. And I know I did a talk for Louise and Susan at their circle.
Yeah.
Numerology and the different, and people look at the angel numbers or the numbers that they see. And that could be an indicator as well. Like you could be seeing a number all the time and say, what's happening in your life? What's happening in your life right now? Oh, I want to adopt a pet. So I want to adopt a pet and I'm seeing the numbers 111. Direct action. So the number one is all about going from A to B. So it is direct action, right? That could be, or you could be seeing 1111. Same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an indicator. So anytime, this is fun because a lot of people see numbers. A lot of people see sequences even, 1, 2, 3, 4. And I, whether it's 1, 2, 3 or 1, 2, 3, 4, is ready, set, go. It's all about let's start something off. So those could be indicators as well. And I always say, when you're seeing these numbers, find out what the content of your brain is. What is happening in your life right now? And that's what those numbers pertain to. You're seeing those numbers all the time. I don't know, back years ago, I used to see 555, 555, 555. And it's all about change. I finally figured it out. And it was like, okay, well, you need to change it. And I did. So the different numbers significantly will give you indicators of what you need right then and there.
Oh, that is so interesting. And sometimes we become stuck, right? Because we're like, why am I seeing these numbers all the time, right? And I always say, like, just go within, kind of breathe, just kind of come into that space and allow, ask, you know, for it to be revealed or to come to you. But we want it now. we want it now. We don't want it to have to come in its own time. And I think that to me, at least, it's a big lesson in patience for me. But to know that there's other aspects to be able to share, and the way that you're able to have that knowledge and awareness and to be able to say, you know what, you're seeing 111, or you might be seeing 1111, like, you know, all of those, there's that deeper meaning to that, and working through the numbers here with numerology. And you also have the astrology that you add into this as well, which we really haven't had time to go into today, but
well, for the purposes of what we were saying, I kind of went into it little nuggets of the astrology, and so astronumerology or astrology and numerology, two different modalities, but folded in together. I do look at both, and the astrology part is based on, you know, the zodiac signs or the astrological signs, whatever you want to call it, and your natal chart. And that's based on, and you did mention it as well, that's based on your day of birth. And if you don't know the time, we can always do it at noon and then figure out from there. But for pets alone, I would just look at the outer planets to see how their characteristics. So I kind of did fold it in a little bit for people listening or viewers or however you're putting this out here.
Yeah. So it'll be put out for viewers because the video will be put out, and then on the podcast, it'll be the audio version of this. So yeah. Well, this is awesome. Laura, is there anything else that you would like to add? So I'm going to make sure that we have your information, you know, who you are, a little bit about you, your website. I don't know if you have any special offers or anything like that, but feel free to, I'll put that in the show description as well. If people want to reach out to you, you are based here in Niagara, Ontario, Canada, but this is available worldwide, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Oh, the numerology, any of the astrology or numerology, I do it online, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. That's even whether it's readings or consultations or whatever, I do all those online. It's just difficult to do like my healing sessions, like reflexology.
Right. Like, you kind of need someone's feet or hands.
Need to feel the touch. I can do pet healings and that, mm-hmm. distance healing. Absolutely. But
So
we'll put it all in the description of all the different modalities that I do.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. That would be great. And speaking from a human perspective, I asked you to come on the show so we could talk about this, but I've also asked you to be on the show because of the alignment that I feel with what you do and how you do it. I've been a client of yours for so many years, so I can attest to it. Right. So it's not like I've just said, oh, you know, Laura does this, let's bring her on. It's more of how I've been able to experience, you know, the energy that you share, the knowledge and the wisdom that you're able to provide, the reflexology. I mean, I'm your lifeline customer for that because I find so many benefits from it. So thank you for all of that. And thank you for all of this. And so is there anything else you want to bring forward before we finish our time together, or have we covered everything?
I believe we covered everything.
Beautiful. And so, Laura, thank you for your sharing and information and help giving us another tool to be able to build a deeper connection with animals. And really, really grateful to have you here.
Oh, thank you. It was fun. Thank you.
I found it the same. All right. And to everybody, beautiful and dear friends, thank you for being here. Until next time, bye for now. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did, my friends, and I welcome you to learn more about Laura by looking at the show notes, which includes all the information about her and how you can learn more at her website or to contact her directly. Thanks for this time together, and I'll talk to you next time.